We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, lively viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douwe, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blendlsat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadena.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. in Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, and in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña, in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Caribbean nations plan to adopt a common regional passport. In ecology news, a Catholic archdiocese in India promotes organic farming. In environmental news, an area of New South Wales, Australia, takes steps to become plastic bag free. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 14th, respected diplomat and journalist Dr. Carlos Piña Romulo was born in Camiling, the Philippines in 1899. The winner of the 1942 Pulitzer Prize in Correspondence, Dr. Romulo was the first Asian to receive this award. He was also the first individual from Asia to be president of the United Nations General Assembly. Dr. Romulo was also elected to the UN Security Council in 1956. He later served as the Secretary of Education in the Philippines and the Secretary of Foreign Affairs. Dr. Romulo wrote several books, including I Walk with Heroes, his autobiography. Committed to youth, he was co-founder of the Boy Scouts of the Philippines. Among his many accolades were more than 60 honorary doctorates, as well as numerous awards from governments around the world. May devoted individuals such as Dr. Carlos Piña Romulo continue to inspire many to the joys of service to brethren.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from China. Unrelenting thunderstorms striking China's Hainan Island starting in October 2010 caused what were said to be the worst floods in 100 years. At least three people lost their lives and over 2.7 million residents were affected, with more than 1,100 villages deluged.
Upon first hearing of the situation in October, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $15,000, conveying her deep love and prayers, as she asked that our nearby association members please go to help the most desperate. Combined with donations from our association members, the total $21,000 contribution could purchase $150,000 in urgent necessities acquired in the United States based on China's cost of living. As soon as conditions permitted, our association's Chinese relief team traveled to Hainan, covering their own expenses of approximately $900. After bringing aid to the worst affected areas of Wenchang City, they went to visit the heavily hit Haikou City, accompanied by local government officials and the Red Cross.
We are now in China, Hainan City, Haikou City, Longtang镇. When the disaster happened, several villages were flooded. For 1 month, the water still hasn't moved.
Along with structures, the crops in many areas were also devastated, with victims still living in tents provided by the government. Our association members prepared warm vegan meals for over 300 local residents, who said it was the first time in a month that they had a chance to eat such delicious and nutritious food. The relief team also distributed 600 quilts in five villages, as well as setting up tents in remote villages, just in time to help guard them against rains and the dropping temperatures.
We are now in the most severe village of Longxin. The World Health Organization is distributing quilts to the villagers.
Our heartfelt appreciation, government officials and Red Cross personnel, for your assistance, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional care and our association's relief team for their diligent endeavors. Our prayers for the smooth restoration of regular day-to-day lives to the flood-hit regions and that such disasters are averted through our greater care for each other and the environment.
Torrential rains claim more lives in Brazil. On Thursday, January 13th, officials confirmed that ongoing heavy rains in Rio de Janeiro's Serrana Mountain region and Sao Paulo state, resulting in flash floods and mudslides, have now caused at least 375 fatalities. With the equivalent of 1 month's rain falling in just 24 hours, tens of thousands of people were forced to evacuate throughout the affected areas, including the states of Minas Gerais and Espírito Santo. The city of Sao Paulo was also inundated, with roads blocked and numerous homes washed away or damaged. Relief teams have continued working to assist people and restore function, with states of emergency still declared in many regions.
When the rains and flooding began last week, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to find out if more help is required. Upon hearing this update, she immediately offered $15,000 for urgent needs, with all her sorrow and prayers, as she also asked that they go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most vulnerable. This amount could obtain $68,000 in materials if bought in the United States, based on Brazil's cost of living.
We are thankful for the efforts of the Brazilian personnel to ease the situation of the flood-afflicted, and thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted support. It saddens us to know of the precious lives lost to these tragic conditions, and we pray that such devastating events may become a thing of the past as we all strive to restore our planetary balance.
Thousands displaced by volcanic floods in Indonesia. On Wednesday, January 12th, more than 1,500 people fled from floods of rainwater mixed with cold lava and mud from the eruption of Mount Merapi volcano at Yogyakarta. Homes and farms were first inundated in Magelang district on January 3rd, with another damaging episode that occurred on January 9th throughout dozens of villages, also isolating hundreds of residents in seven hamlets. With one person who perished and another injured, some 8,830 residents have been displaced and are being sheltered in government offices, buildings, schools and mosques. The Indonesian Red Cross also sent personnel to the disaster area along with medical care and has worked with the local government to deliver biscuits and water to 600 people.
Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please find out whether the government or the Red Cross needs assistance and to go, if possible, to bring comfort to the afflicted. She also said that emergency funds are available.
Our appreciation, Indonesian government officials and Red Cross personnel, for your helpful initiatives, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. We pray for the protection of the vulnerable and that such treacherous events may be averted through humanity's gentle stewardship of the environment.
Volcanoes erupt in Italy and Russia. On the night of Wednesday, January 12th, Mount Etna on Italy's southern island of Sicily erupted, with flames shooting skyward as molten lava streamed down its eastern slope. The 3,329-meter-high mountain's event could be seen from the nearby towns of Catania and Taormina. Two airports in nearby Catania were closed overnight as a safety precaution. Scientists at the Italian Institute of Volcanology had observed minor earthquakes from within the volcano on Tuesday and have continued to monitor its activity following the eruption.
Meanwhile, in Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, local media reported on Thursday that renewed activity of the Kizimen volcano sent plumes of steam and ash up to 10 kilometers high. Ash descended over the villages of Onavgai and Esso, located around 135 kilometers away, as well as the city of Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky at a distance of 266 kilometers. There was fortunately no need for evacuations and no human injuries or damage reported for either event. We are relieved to know of the residents' safety in both Italy and Russia, as we thank the officials for their monitoring and notifications to protect people in the affected regions. May our benevolence toward one another and our planetary abode help to ease such potential calamities as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Moroccan inmates pardoned. In honor of the country's commemoration of independence, His Majesty King Mohammed VI has pardoned 307 inmates. Among them were many who had their sentences reduced, while others were granted early release. We thank Your Majesty for your clemency on this national day. May the pardoned individuals be renewed in lives of stability and wholesome goodness.
Save Our Planet, the Rising Effects of Climate Change on Public Health. In the coming health crisis, an article published in The Scientist, Samuel S. Myers, MD, and Aaron Bernstein, MD, of Harvard Medical School in the USA, discussed the effects on humans of what they call direct and indirect climate change. Direct effects, which the authors say are more quantifiable, include the spread of infectious disease along with increasing heat stress and air pollution effects, such as heat stroke and respiratory illness. Indirect effects, which include water and food insecurities, along with the forced migration of climate refugees, the authors cite as being even more problematic, since they pose the greatest challenge to public health.
Drs. Myers and Bernstein note that although the exact effects may not be known, humanity should still strive to minimize adverse health impacts. Their report states, with evidence that climate change is already imposing a hefty health burden, the future climate, particularly if greenhouse gas releases into the atmosphere go unabated, portends health crises for hundreds of millions of people. Rather than be used as a rationale for inaction, the uncertainty inherent in climate science should serve as an organizing principle for adaptation to its ill effects. They suggest such adaptations as developing new crop strains for better food security, as well as significantly increasing water storage capacity in areas where supplies are unstable.
Our appreciation, Drs. Myers and Bernstein, for raising awareness about the need to protect public health in the face of potentially devastating climate change. Let us act now in seeking more sustainable lifestyles to avoid such harmful outcomes and restore the Earth's natural balance.
During a November 2010 video message presented at a climate change conference in the United Kingdom, Supreme Master Qinghai made an urgent plea for action on behalf of humanity and indeed all the vulnerable beings on the planet.
I am afraid the reality now is already too urgent. Scientists say that water security for about 80% of the world's people is threatened due to drying and polluted river systems, shrinking glaciers from South America to the Himalayas, and groundwater levels that fall lower and lower each year. In 2009, for the first time, the number of people suffering from hunger exceeded 1 billion. While disasters threaten the food security of many more. So please consider what is really at stake now. What is really our foremost urgent priority at the present time? It's not just political reputation or economy. It's the lives, real lives, of all inhabitants on Earth. Humans, animals, plants, trees, etc. An organic vegan diet would immensely improve the quality of our lives, spiritually also. It can curb the water and food crisis and restore nature's life support systems. It also happens to be the most rapid, cost-effective, and the only feasible climate solution, one that every nation can easily implement.
Save our planet. Endangered gorilla populations on the rise. A recent report from the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, stated that mountain gorillas in the Virunga Massif region of eastern Africa have increased in numbers by more than 26% to 480 individuals since the year 2003, bringing the world population of the critically endangered species to 786. Conveying the organization's happiness with the increase in numbers, Mr. Allard Blom, a director with the World Wildlife Fund, said that this degree of recovery is considered absolutely remarkable. We join in rejoicing at the news that the Virunga Massif mountain gorilla communities are expanding. With heaven's grace, may these and all animal co-inhabitants be protected as we regard the planet and her inhabitants with ever more love and care.
Save our planet. Japan-based Hitachi Plant Technologies develops an eco-friendly, energy-efficient, solar-activated air conditioning system with plans to release it in countries with abundant sunshine in the Mediterranean, North America, Western Asia, and Australia.
Save our planet. A report from the European Union shows that it is on its way to surpass its goal of generating 20% of all energy from sustainable sources by 2020, with 15 member countries also going beyond national targets.
Save our planet. China's Meteorological Administration announces that 2010 was a year of extreme weather conditions, with the nation's longest hot spell ever, and average daily precipitation in other parts of the country being also the highest on record.
Save our planet. Prime Minister and ruler of Dubai, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, releases 170 Asian Haubara bustards at the Al Maha Desert Conservatory in Dubai in an effort to increase the birds' numbers in the wild.
Friends, I'm Bayama the Water Buffalo, happily following a low carbon emission, plant-based diet. Today, I have an animal companion tip to share. If your living situation makes it possible, you could consider installing a pet door for your feline or canine friends to use. That way, they are free to go outdoors and back in when needed. There is a variety of models to choose from, some with security features. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
World news, Caribbean nations plan to adopt a common regional passport. Called CariPass, it will be valid for travel among all countries which have accepted it, including Jamaica, Trinidad, Antigua and Barbuda, and Guyana. Bahamas, Suriname and Haiti are also working on legislation to be part of the initiative. The use of CariPass is considered to be an integral step towards implementing the Caribbean single market and economy, which will encourage economic unification of the area. Congratulations, Caribbean nations, on your laudable endeavor. May your efforts meet with much success, promoting greater friendship and prosperity for the amicable people of your region.
In ecology news, a Catholic archdiocese in India promotes organic farming. To assist small and large-scale farmers in maintaining their livelihood and to halt pesticides, an archdiocese in the state of Kerala assists the agricultural workers in obtaining organic certificates. It provides advice and helps prepare the farmers for regulatory inspections. Approximately 350 individuals have registered for the program. Our sincere appreciation, Archdiocese in Kerala, for your work in promoting farming practices that are beneficial for our health and planet. May we soon see all individuals embracing an organic, peaceful, vegan lifestyle. Up next on Noteworthy News, a council in New South Wales, Australia supports the coast becoming plastic free. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. Stay tuned for more generous news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for an outstanding world. In environmental news, an area of New South Wales, Australia, advocates becoming plastic bag free. The Bellingen Shire Council has issued its support of the local environmental use experience campaign to reduce the use of plastic in the area. The council sustainability officer, Mr. Nick Denshire, said that they would like the coast to be plastic free to overcome the threats to the environment which it poses. These include causing problems in recycling bins, blocking grates and pits, which can lead to flooding, and adding to the refuse in waterways. A big green thumbs up, environmental youth experience, on your eco efforts. Also, many thanks, Bellingen Shire Council, for your encouragement. May all join to help return our precious earth to her pristine state.
Let's enjoy some humour with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Stirring Book.
What kind of book that has more stirring pages than any other book? The cookbook.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Everyone Can Become a Buddha at Home on Words of Wisdom.
I think I'm such a lucky person to find Supreme Master Ching Hai lecture. I have her book in Thai language, The Key of Immediate Enlightenment, Volume 2-5. I list those books. They are very clear. Where can I get more books in Thai language? Ahimsa.
Gracious Ahimsaga, it's good to hear from you. Information about Supreme Master Ching Hai's illuminating books in several languages can be found at www.thecelestialshop.com. Wishing you many wonderful hours of enlightened reading. May divine light shine on you and all the truth-loving Thai people.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be uplifted by the blessings of God.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Extending his nation's concern and sympathy, Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono authorizes a donation of $1 million to a specially designated fund for the flood affected in Queensland, Australia.
The governments of Iran and Iraq signed three agreements, one to form a joint economic commission, another for a political commission, and a third for a border affairs committee, all intended to enhance bilateral relations between their countries.
The United States donates $100 million to Jordan to help improve health and education services for the underprivileged and to promote general economic development.
Japanese company Fujitsu introduces a new desktop computer whose monitor can display three-dimensional images without the need for special adaptive glasses.
A study published by Spain's Catalan Institute of Oncology finds that European countries with stricter smoking restrictions enjoy the health benefits of reduced smoking and less exposure to secondhand smoke.
As part of mediation efforts to resolve the outcome of Cote d'Ivoire's presidential election, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo meets with both incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo and newly elected Alassane Ouattara.
Turkmenistan's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Mohammad Abolokov, announces Saudi Cultural Days, an event to be held in Turkmenistan in celebration of the friendship between the two countries.
In the Indian state of Gujarat, volunteers from Surat Wildlife Activists and Researchers, or SWAR, explain to children the need to use alternatives to glass-coated string in kite flying to avoid harm to birds.
U.S. President Barack Obama and French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who holds the rotating presidency of the G8 and G20, pledge to work together on addressing global economic issues to maximize prospects for growth.
As the first to do so in Africa, the Republic of Congo adopts a law that recognizes and protects the rights of the country's indigenous population, including groups such as the Baka, Mbenjele, Mikaya, Luma, Gieli, Twa, and Bobongo.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals. thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.